Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
All right, Governor McKee, great to see you as always. Here we are in studio at WPRO today, and always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Thanks. Great being here and talking about Rhode Island.
Yeah, we had some interesting discussions offline about the arts and the role that the arts can play as a magnet in both just culture, but of course also on an economic level. And it kind of ties into the theme of today's discussion, which is, broadly speaking, an education plan that you rolled out in a pretty lengthy speech that you gave in Newport last week. I guess for anyone who's not familiar with that speech or hasn't paid attention in any way, shape, or form to this program, I guess summarize it, if you would, for the listeners.
I was very intentional about that address about education and laid out the argument about why what we're going to be doing. So in principle, it says we're coming out of COVID. There's a recovery time, 3 to 5 years, thinking that that our schools are going to actually make that up under the current schedule they have is not practical and it's not very realistic. So I have laid out from the election night that we're going to meet or exceed Massachusetts levels on our education outcomes by the end of the decade, by the end of 2030. And the way that we're going to a piece of it that we're going to support that effort is going to kind of transition from a thought process of 180-day learning experience, which is primarily inside the school day, to a full 365-day learning experience. And the way that I outlined in the speech, the way that we're going to measure what we're going to measure so that we know that what we're working on is actually getting the results that we want, which is that reaching Massachusetts level by the end of the decade, is that we set up three measurements, very measurable: our reading and math outcomes on our RICAST scores, our attendance rates, are we improving our attendance rates, and increasing the amount of young people that apply for the FAFSA, which is your federal student loan program that allows you to have education after the high school time frame, whether it's in associate degrees or different types of certificate degrees or 2-year degrees, right, or 4-year degrees. So we can measure all of those. So what we're going to do is we're going to empower is going to empower mayors. As a former mayor, I know what I did in Cumberland. I know how I made that a household priority. I think virtually every single day, I think we're seeing the results of that piece helping what happens inside of our schools, inside of school day, and you need leadership inside of the schools. We don't deny that. But we also know that as you activate messaging through the mayor's office, it changes culture. And I did speak to one town administrator, actually a town manager, who really understood that. He's in one of the better performing school districts. But when we talked about it, he said, I'm in. It's a culture change, right? So you're going to take the goal, right, lay out put out the risk of saying we will meet this level by 2030, just like JFK did with we will land on the moon and bring back an astronaut safely back to the United States by the end of the 1960s. We've laid it out, so it's very measurable. It's going to be we'll be held accountable of whether that what we're doing is work, but we're going to have able to measure every school in the state, every district, and every school in the state, Bill. And we're going to be able to meet quarterly with teams like – that's why I picked Newport. With Mayor Zai, an outstanding leader, council members who have been – served as mayor of Newport on board. Superintendent is fully on board. I was looking at some of their social media posts really supporting the Learn 365 RI. You've got a Boys and Girls Club as a nonprofit that wants in, that's willing to be measured every year on the outcomes. You got Bank Newport is willing to be a lead business partner. Salve Regina is already committed. CCRI has been committed. And, of course, we're going to be reaching out to the students and families and parents. So that's kind of the 20-minute speech in about 5 minutes, but
right.
3 or 4 minutes. But I think it opens up a good dialogue with us to kind of fully lay out why I believe so strongly that bringing municipal leaders into this mix is going to be add to what we're currently doing. And the last piece I would say, Bill, is that when you bring a municipal leader in, a mayor, town administrator, president of the council, you are now, when you talk about your community like Zion and Newport, or me in Cumberland when I was a mayor, the outreach now goes to every family, every student, whether you're in a district school, the Newport District School, or whether you're in a charter school, or you're at St. Michael's in a private school, right? Or you're sending, or your children are going outside of state for their K through 12. It incorporates every single family, and that's why this is going to get the buy-in, because now no one is left out. So no one's going to say, "Oh, you're doing it for that family, but you're not doing it for my family." No, it's every kid. And I did have one line in the speech that I repeat quite a bit, is that we want every kid to get over the finish line, and we don't want to slow anybody down. So it's for every level of student to improve their skills. But we also understand that there's the hurdles that need to be taken down or lowered to make sure that we're giving everybody the advantage of getting over the finish line without slowing anybody down.
And Rhode Island has been, I don't want to say dogged, but it's been an issue of comparing contrast with Massachusetts for a long time, and Massachusetts education levels in various metrics are ahead of Rhode Island, you know, for the most part. And there's always been the argument, well, look at East Greenwich or Barrington, and if they were in Massachusetts, they'd be in the middle of the pack. So this is a serious endeavor to raise not only test scores, but also just the as you say, that 365 full spectrum education experience. So I guess you have the buy-in of the municipal leaders. You have private sector parties like Bank Newport in one case. You have institutions like Salve Regina. What is the object of the plan? What in the most basic sense, what is the idea for this plan? Is it to basically provide after-school programming, summer programming, and kind of hold the entire infrastructure accountable, or is it something different?
So it's – and I'm very intentional saying it's out of school, not after school. So it's out of school. So traditionally we do – after school, which means it's normally after the school day ends. This is meant to be out of school strategies of learning, and in some cases you already have examples that are working. For instance, I went to Ponegansett High School a few weeks back on a Sunday morning, about 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. Our staff was kind of saying, "Dan, you kind of put in a long week. Why are you going there? I got to be with the families. I want to see what they're doing there." I walked into and the gym was filled early in the morning on a Sunday morning on a robotics program. It was a New England competition, but we have four of our cities that we're in, including Newport, had a team there. And these kids were sitting there in a Sunday preparing hours and hours on computers to run these robots in a competition on the gym floor. And they were picking up pillows, and they were picking up cones, and there was six teams competing at the same time, but three of the teams were kind of like a team of their own that were kind of helping each other out, but hundreds of kids. And then the students that were there from Rhode Island, they brought me into the other gym where it was like the Indy pit stop. So they were actually reviewing what was happening during the competition. They were bringing the robot, you know, that the robotic into the pit stop, and they were actually tinkering and trying to make it better for the next session. How many hours did these young people spend preparing for that? And
right.
So reading and math were all in there. So when you have an example like that, if Newport, which I believe they will, when they partner in with these things that are already happening, the difference is going to be the accountability. when in that robotic program, if the mayor chooses to kind of incorporate some of the funding that we announced in the speech, the $4 million that's going to be distributed for programs to any municipality that signs the compact, when they bring the Boys and Girls Club in, Joe Pratt knows that he's going to be meeting quarterly with the team in Newport, with our office, with RIDE, with the Higher Ed Board, which Shannon Gilkey's playing a major role in this, and with Always Learning, which is the nonprofit that's set up, to say, okay, what do we do in the last quarter? What are we going to do in this quarter? How many hours did we put in? And then everybody is going to be held, you know, accountable is a real strong word, but everybody's going to have a piece of that. So they're going to have a piece of the success, right? When they meet, they're going to say, we bought in to that goal of reaching or exceeding Massachusetts levels on our reading and math scores by the end of the decade.
So it's basically funding is going to be diverted to some of these programs, out-of-school programs, with the intention of, one, having some kind of formal or informal check-in on the learning that's taking place, and with the hope or the goal or the anticipation that with that accountability and with just sort of adding to the existing out-of-school programs, no matter how formal they are, like that robotics program, or perhaps less formal things that I'm trying to think of an example right now, painting or whatever it is, you know, small business, people who are in gaming, whatever the case may be, that in turn becomes a formal part of their preparation for what ultimately will be outcomes on test scores. Is that a fair summary?
Yes. And so when you're partnering in, again, I'll go to Newport as being the model, Bill, right? So the funding that we put through on the state side or the federal side will get allocated based on a population percentage and also some sort of income, variable, right? So, but those dollars are going to get directed to the municipal leaders. And then those municipal leaders are going to pick their partners in their community. And those partners are basically going to become part of the compact. And then regularly, like you said, we will be meeting. You're on track. We can take every district in the state, which we already have, and we know through RIDE what growth they would need, anticipated growth on each testing cycle to reach that goal, right, by the end of the decade, and which we will reach. But we also can get it down to every school in the state, and we can go every school saying, this is where you are now, this is where you need to be. Collectively, when you add in all the 350 some odd public schools in the state, this is where you need to be as a community for us to collectively reach that goal.
Really interesting. Do you think that how long do you think it's going to take? And it's impossible to know, but to identify which programs that already exist, like that robotics program and the other dozen or two dozen, whatever it is, how do you identify what qualifies as a program? Do they have to be under the umbrella of a particular organization? Do they need any kind of established LLC? Or I'll use myself as an example. You know, I was in a band in high school. We met every four times every week. There was an economics lesson there every time. There was a reading, writing lesson every time. Writing music, writing press releases. There's a lot of math involved, figuring out what can we afford for equipment, how can we make money off of this. When you put out a CD, you're figuring all that out. I learned a lot from there. Probably more math came from my time in a band than it did from actual math class. But how would that qualify under that umbrella accountability, so to speak, given that something like a band or a pickup project of some sort doesn't have an umbrella organization above it?
So first of all, we want all that to continue, right?
Yep.
The piece, which is a piece of the whole puzzle, will be our focus on municipal leaders to identify the activities in their community, or add through the guidance that we provide additional possibilities, right? And it'll be uniquely to each community. So they'll identify the ones that are willing to get under this umbrella of really being measured on the ultimate goal here, let's reach Massachusetts levels by the end of the decade. And so things that aren't identified for some reason, those groups can go to their municipal leader and say, you know, I think we fit, and I like the idea of signing on to that goal, and I would like to be part of that success, and I understand that I'm going to be measured based on my contribution. And then the municipal leader can kind of say, yeah, okay, if you're willing to come on board, then come on board, right? There's going to be some groups, and we've met with a couple, that feel as though they just want to stay independent. They have this, you know, they have a plan that says that they are contributing to overall good of the young people that they're working with. And that's going to be fine. So we're not – this is going to be very, very voluntary, very organic.
Yep.
But our effort's going to be steered because I really have a high level of confidence that one of the pieces that we have not really maximized yet is municipal leadership, their ability to convene, their ability to be a a bully pulpit saying this is important. I declared that education was the issue of our time when I was a mayor in the town of Cumberland. And I did that. And so that kind of resonates. And so there's going to be a number of things that'll be in this overall effort, the Learn 365 RI. I think it's that extra piece that's going to really move us really quickly. And then there's going to be other areas that people just feel, well, they're comfortable in their space and they're just going to keep on doing what they're doing. And we'll acknowledge it's good work, but it just won't be part of this Learn 365 RI.
I'm reminded of Steve Heath of Fab Newport, who is one of my favorite people. And I've gone down there and visited and had my mind blown. Anyone who doesn't know, look up Fab Lab, and Fab X is actually the statewide organization. He has everything from – he has a whole golf program where kids are making golf clubs. They're learning about golf maintenance. And you think about what an industry to just – get involved in. And this is for kids from all backgrounds. Yeah. It's a very diverse set of kids. They're kind of that out of school model. Are they grouping in with you, or are they one of those groups that they kind of have their own lane and they're going to be a sort of parallel track?
The mayor understands that there's multiple resources that are currently under place. He intends to connect with them as long as they're willing to buy into the compact, you know, the strategy, which will be an annual meeting with mayor-led or municipal-led meeting about education in that community, which very rarely happens. I did that every year as a mayor. I think my last 8 years as a mayor. I think what's going to happen is that these groups, like you just said, or they have a bicycle program down there. It's off Broadway, right?
Yep, Newport.
Yeah, it's great. And my nephew actually worked in that system. I think he's in Fall River working a similar model right now. But all those things are going to work. And it'll be up to the mayor, and we can provide the guidance with a municipal leader where there isn't a mayor, to identify current strategies that are in place. They can evaluate. And then those strategies that are already working, already doing the work, if they buy into the compact, then they're going to be part of this model. If they choose to just stay independent – then that's their call as well. So when you have this annual learning education meeting, you're going to convene families and parents. In the case of Newport, it's great because the school department through their superintendent is on board. That's the most ideal thing you could have. So you can align what happens, you know, in that 365 with what's happening in the 180. And So I think that it's a very welcoming strategy. We're not saying, what your work is not good work. What we're saying is we want your work to kind of say you're willing to buy in to this compact, which we are going to meet Massachusetts levels by the end of the decade. And those who choose to get in and partner with the municipal leaders, they'll benefit from some of the resources we're putting on the table. But that doesn't mean that they can't continue doing that work, Bill.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. Two quick ones. So in the case of Newport, let's say a mayor comes of Oravong, identifies the Newport.
Very good pronouncing his last name, by the way. I haven't got that down, and I have nose eye for almost 20 years now.
I appreciate that. There it is right there. I don't know how many people can correctly pronounce his name, but I try to throw it in there when I can because I've practiced it, no doubt about it. he identifies, let's say, the Quinnet Growers Market. They have a program where kids grow gardens and then distribute food, fresh food, to areas that don't have access to it on the island. He identifies that group as something that could be an effective component of Learn 365. They sign the compact. Do they get funding?
The funding will go through the municipal leader on application. Those funds will be distributed to any community that currently, you know, as funds become available, whoever's in on the compacts, right? And then the municipal leadership will kind of identify areas that he thinks that those, you know, he could invest in currently programming, right? Like the robotics program in Newport. That might be a way to kind of fund into that.
Yep.
As long as that robotics program buys into the overall objective of meeting, you know, those levels by the end of the decade. And so they could, or they, you know, they certainly could qualify. But the piece that we're going to bring to the table is that we're going to provide guidance to the municipal leaders out of my office. Right, I've assigned a couple people that are, you know, really focused on this issue, that have education background, along with RIDE, which RIDE has agreed to work with municipal leaders and help guide them in terms of how to spend those dollars and identify things that actually will make a difference. Right. Also, Shannon Gilkey at Higher Ed. Right. We didn't even talk about the role that Higher Ed is going to play in this. They're going to play a significant role in this. Right. That they're going to be working with, you know, kids that are ready to go to college in 2 or 3 years, and creating real strategies where they can gain credits and, you know, college credits coming out of high school. Our higher ed is going to play a significant role in this, and that's why when we brought in August last year, we had our first meeting. It was very organic. It was just like, what do you want to do? Both Commissioner Infante Green, Commissioner Gilkey, our DLT director, Matt Weldon, now our Secretary of Housing, with representation from the NEA, the AFT, with representation eventually after I get past the primary. We had another meeting, brought in more of the higher ed influence. All our college presidents are there, the state schools, and representation for the college presidents from the private schools through their executive director. CTE boards at the meeting, school committee, you know, organizations at the meeting state, as well as the superintendent associations there. And then we layered in after the general election, we layered in the nonprofits that we have identified that could be very helpful to give them an idea what's going on. Very organic process. And you couldn't do this, you couldn't have this announcement until you had a 4-year term, because you can just imagine if you were saying, oh, we're going to do this, and you're sitting there in front of a primary, which was not easy, and a general election as well. You needed the 4 years. Now that's why we're starting to get the buy-in from the municipalities. But we've been working on that, Bill, since last August. And I've been thinking about this since I was a mayor, of what you could do on a statewide basis to help our families achieve the three things that I've set down as most important. One is raising outcomes on our academics across the board for any age group, right? Raising incomes for our families and the people that live in the state of Rhode Island. We know they're directly connected. We know that if we meet Massachusetts levels, which we will by the end of the decade, it's worth about $2 billion of earning power to the families in the state of Rhode Island. That's not a small number. And finally, health. Making sure that we're healthy and so we can enjoy living in this great state. And you raise incomes, you raise academic outcomes, you raise our health in terms of our, you know, physical condition, both mental and physical, right? That's a good formula for success. This piece of Learn 365 RI is a piece of that, and it's not one thing that's going to get us over the finish line, so to speak. But this is going to be a very important spot, and we're asking all municipalities to get involved. And we're asking your audience to really take a look at what we're doing, because they're going to play a major role in this culture change that's going to happen in Rhode Island, that education is really a priority in every household in the state every day.
And you answered my question about RIDE's role in all of this. So thank you very much, Governor McKee. Brought to you today by the University of Rhode Island Online. Visit uri.edu/online and CCA Health Rhode Island, delivering uncommon care to Rhode Islanders. Governor, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Bill. Let's do a quarterly checkup on this. This is what we want to be held accountable. And we know that what we're working on, the more people who really get excited about it and buy in, the more successful we're going to be.
Happy to do it.
Okay, thanks.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.